Jeremiah 29, and we're going to read here in verse 11. I want to talk to you today, and maybe for the next few weeks, I want to talk to you about the reality of the plan of God. The reality of the plan of God, and we'll just jump off here, Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. It's a well-known verse, but of course, how many of you know we're not done with it yet?
Yeah.
We'll never be done with it. We'll never be able to exhaust all of the light and the revelation that's in any portion of Scripture because the Word's alive.
Amen.
Jesus is the Word, and there's no end to Him. Jeremiah 29:11, it reads here in my New King James Version. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me, and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Moving up to verse 11 again, he says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you." I looked up the word thoughts here, and the word thoughts could be translated with the word, with the word thoughts, the word plans, and or the word purposes. So we could say it this way: I know the plans, the purposes, the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. And of course, how many of you know the Lord doesn't think something that is not His plan? It just makes sense that if the Lord has a thought, how many of you know the Lord only has will of God thoughts? How many of you know He doesn't have any bad thoughts? So any thought that He has is a plan. It's one of His plans. So these words are interchangeable here. And that's why many of you are familiar with the NIV, which says, "I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord." The NIV says plans of peace. Plans of prosperity. Plans of prosperity, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. So God has a plan for our lives. The plan of God is real. He's got a plan for everybody. And this is the revelation that absolutely, totally changed my life. Many of you have heard me share my testimony before, but when I was, I had just graduated from university. I was about 22 years old, and I was doing my own thing. Of course, I was saved when I was 10 years old, but how many of you know you can be saved and be born again but not be pursuing God's plan? And to tell you the truth, I didn't even know that God had a plan. I didn't know God had a plan for my life. If anybody had ever told me, I don't remember them telling me. Maybe they told me and I didn't hear it, or I wasn't paying attention, or maybe I was goofing off, or maybe I was asleep in church, maybe. Because I don't know about you growing up, but I wasn't interested in church. I wasn't interested in religion, and I'm still not interested in religion. But I'm interested in God, and I'm interested in Jesus, and I'm interested in God's plan. Amen? And I'm still not very churchy. But anyway, I didn't know that God had a plan, and then I was doing my own thing, had a good job, had success according to the world standards, but I got a package in the mail one day, and it was there was a Bible in the package that my mother had sent me, and I opened up the Bible, and in the front page she had written Jeremiah 29:11 from the Living Bible. How many of you know that's easy to read? Even a dummy can understand that one. It was Jeremiah 29:11. "I know the plans that I have for you, plans of good, not of evil, to give you a future, or plans to prosper." I don't remember what it said exactly. But when I read that, it struck me. It struck my spirit. I ran back to the bedroom. I fell across the bed. I just began crying. I was so touched. I was touched not only with the gift, but Jen, you know, how many of you know an anointed gift will do a lot? A spirit-led gift can change somebody's life. And my mom had sent that gift right on time, and I read the scripture, and it was as if the truth that God had a plan, it just smacked me right in the face. And I was faced with the reality that God had a plan for my life, as if to say, "What are you doing with your life? God already has a plan for your life. You're wasting your time, you're wasting your life." At that point, I was involved in what I would call a very much a dead-end relationship. Going nowhere. It wasn't going to bring me any closer to God. I was a young guy. I thought I had the world by the tail. You know what I mean by that? I mean, making a little bit of money. I think the book of one of the scriptures calls it the pride of life. But I was struck with the reality that God has had a plan for my life, and it was a revelation that changed my life forever. And since that time, I've been on a pursuit of the upward call of the plan of God. And I want you to know that the revelation that I received is also a revelation that you can receive, that God has a plan for your life. And it is a good plan. It doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter what family you come from. It doesn't matter your education. It doesn't matter where you grow up. It doesn't matter your nationality. God has plans for each and every one of us. That's what's amazing to me is when I drive down the road and sometimes, you know, you just see the masses of people. But sometimes it's brought to my remembrance the fact that God has plans for each and every one of them. What's the problem? The problem is most of them don't know it. And of course, the plan of God really begins for our life once we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. I mean, the first step in walking in God's plan is escaping hell and being born again and receiving the new birth and having our inner man totally recreated, becoming a new creation in Christ Jesus. And so I hadn't had, up to that point, I hadn't had any revelation of the plan of God. But when that scripture came to me, because the Word of God says the entrance of His Word, it gives us light and it gives us understanding. How many of you are thankful that the Word will come in? Yeah. You know, I'm reminded of that scripture in Isaiah. It says, arise and shine. Yeah. Why? For your light has come. See, there's something about when the Word of God comes in by the Spirit of God into your heart, it gives you the enablement to rise. Yeah. To rise to a new stature in life, a new place in life, a new level and a new degree of the plan and the purpose of God for your life. That's why it's so powerful that we can come together and that God would bless us with an anointing. A corporate anointing, that He'd put an anointing on me, an anointing on the preacher, an anointing on your ears to hear. And that Word comes into your heart and it does something supernatural. It gives you light on the inside. And how many of you know you can't go somewhere you can't see? But once you see something, how many of you know you can go there? And so that's the power of the Word of God. That's what the Word of God does when we receive it. And so we must never become familiar with Scriptures, because these words are anointed. And especially when they come out the mouth of one of God's mouthpieces. Well, I'm not done with Jeremiah 29 yet. He says the plans or the thoughts that He has for us, that they are plans of peace or thoughts of peace. The NIV says plans of prosperity. And of course, this word peace is from the Hebrew word shalom. And the Hebrew word shalom is an all-encompassing word. It could be translated peace. It could be translated health. It could be translated prosperity. So what is God's plan for you? What are God's thoughts for you? You know, you might feel guilty today, but I want you to know God doesn't see you that way. You might feel that way, but His plan for you hasn't changed. Thank God there's redemption through the blood of Jesus. Amen. Thank God there's forgiveness by the power of the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Thank God there's a new start for us because of what Jesus has done for us. And God's plans for us are never changing. His plans for us are unchanging, and they're plans of peace, plans of health, plans of prosperity. You know, sometimes we've you've been through a season in your life where you've struggled with some symptoms or some sickness or disease, but you know the good news is God's plan hasn't changed. Oh, His plan hasn't changed. His plan for you is still health, divine health and healing. Amen. You may have struggled financially in some days or months, seasons of your life, but God's plan for you has not changed. His plan for you is that you prosper, that you increase. And this word, as I mentioned, is an all-encompassing word. It refers to total wholeness. You know, there is no real prosperity without total wholeness. How many of you know you can have all the money in the world, but if you're sick in your body, you're not prosperous? How many of you know you can have all the money in the world, but if your relationships are broken down, you're not really prosperous? But contained within this word peace, or this word, Hebrew word shalom, is total welfare. Amen. Total well-being. And what is that? That's God's plan for you. That's God's plan for me. Total shalom. Total well-being. And I want to encourage you today, you may not have seen the shalom in every area of your life, but don't quit. Amen. Don't quit. Why? Because God will never quit. Amen. He cannot quit. He is bound to His word. He has already spoken. The Bible says He declares the end from the beginning. Amen. Amen. How many of you know when God says it, He means it? Yeah. He doesn't stutter. He doesn't stumble. All the promises of God are yes and amen. Amen. And so be encouraged. God is a God of shalom. He is the great fixer. I mean, I can testify, boy, I went back, spent some time in the States these last couple weeks, spent some time with family, and boy, I can testify of the shalom of God that's come into my family. Sweet, sweet, sweet relationships. Sweet relationships with family members. A sweet relationship where there had been turmoil before. There had been misunderstanding before. But I'm telling you, the covenant of God is real. Amen. And the best thing you and I can do for our family and for our loved ones is violently pursue the plan of God. Amen. That's the best thing you can do. Violently, aggressively pursue God's plan for your life. You're at the beginning, loved ones may not understand, they may not understand you, but I'll tell you what, things just come around full circle. Amen. And if you'll follow the plan of God, you'll be in a position in the end to be a real, genuine blessing to your family. Amen. Amen. So go for the plan of God. Amen. Amen. And God's got a plan for you no matter what age you are. This is something I wish I had known when I was 10. When I received the Lord and I was born again, I wish the pastor or somebody had also told me now. Now that you're saved, there's a plan for you. God's got his hand on you, and I could call you out, each one, and prophesy to you and give you a special word. But I'll just prophesy over the whole group and tell you today, God's hand is on your life. God's hand is on your life for good and not for evil. He's got plans for you. He's got designs for you. Ephesians 2 tells us that we are His workmanship. We are His handiwork. We are His masterpiece. We've been created in Jesus Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Amen. And so God's plans for you and I, they're good plans. They're plans of peace, plans of health, and plans of prosperity. I just want to encourage you again, just stay with the Word of God. Amen. And I want to encourage you also, just hold fast to your confession. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you could just be going along in life and you just speaking the Word, and it seems like nothing is changing. But next thing you know, you just look back and your problems have been taken care of. Yeah. Next thing, you check your body and you think, you know what, that pain's not even here anymore. Oh, I'll tell you what, we are involved in a supernatural spiritual kingdom. And I'm so thankful for what we know about the power of speaking the Word of God. This is one of the greatest revelations I have is knowing the power of declaring the Word of God. You declare the Word of God when you feel good. You declare the Word of God when you feel bad. You declare the Word of God no matter what. Why? Because feelings will come and go, circumstances will change, but the Word of God endures forever. Amen. We are part of a kingdom which cannot be shaken. We're not just here to play church. We're not just here because it's Sunday. You're being armed. You're being equipped. You're being trained by the Word. You're being trained by the anointing. And you know what? God's going to position you. He's going to position you out in the world. He's going to position you with the anointing of God on your life. He's going to position you with a good word on your tongue. He's going to position you to heal the sick, to lay hands on the sick. He's going to position you to give a good word where people have been believing religious lies. Oh, I'm just so thankful for the Word of God. You know, you turn on Christian TV sometimes these days, and boy, you watch too much of that, you might get confused. But I'll tell you what, God's not confused. You know, all this business about testings and the Lord testing this and the Lord, hey, come on now. His plan for you is prosperity, it's health, it's peace. It's the thief that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. God's will for you and for me, His will for us from the beginning is that we would have never had a bad day. That's the truth. But we know Adam sinned, and because he sinned, the curse came into the earth. Devils went flying all over the place. And so now we got to contend with those things in the earth. But God is for us and not against us. Amen? Did you find Revelation? Not Revelation. Proverbs. Revelation. Where'd that come from? Proverbs. You'll see why. Proverbs 29. The reality of the plan of God. Oh boy. The reality of the plan of God. You know what? And you can't outgrow the plan of God. You can't outage the plan of God. You know, I wish somebody had told me when I was 10, but I'm glad somebody told me when I was 22. You might be thinking, I wish somebody had told me when I was 30 or when I was 40, but good news, you can still know at 50. You can still know at whatever age you are, amen? And it's not too late to get on with the plan of God. Proverbs 29 and verse 18. It says, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. But happy is he who keeps the law. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. The King James says, where there is no vision, the people perish. So, you know, one reason why a lot of people, young people, or even not so young people, why they don't have any restraint in their life is because they don't have any vision. They don't have any revelation of the plan of God. I was talking with a family member when I was home for the holidays, and we were talking about one of my other relatives. Anyway, it was my nephew. I pray he'll never listen to this, so anyway. But we were talking about him and you know, just what's happening in his life and all that. And I was sharing with my brother-in-law. I said, well, you know, I was saved when I was 10, but my problem was nobody ever told me that God had a plan for my life. And so I just went the world's way. I had the wrong friends and I just went the world's way. And the reason I did it was mainly out of entertainment. I was bored. But see, once you get a revelation of the plan of God, then you have something to pursue. Then you have something to live for. Then you have something to study for. Then you have a reason to get up in the morning. There's a plan of God for your life. And see, where people lose sight of the plan of God, then they cast off restraint. I don't feel like reading my Bible. I don't feel like praying. I don't want to go to church. What's happened? They lost their vision. But I'm here to stir up the vision of the plan of God on the inside of you. I mean, when you're awakened to the fact that God has a plan for your life and it's a good plan, you'll wake up in the morning and you'll say, Lord, let's do this thing. Lord, let's pray in tongues. Lord, let's build ourselves up on our most holy faith. I mean, thank God for natural things and movies and shopping and TV and all that thing. But how many of you know there's more to life than those natural things? And in the midst of all those, you know, when you get a revelation of the plan of God, it exposes all those things. It exposes those things for what they really are. And what are they? They're shallow. They're empty. They're futile. Amen. But there is a plan of God. And it's real. And it's been prepared for you from before the foundation of the world. And it's an unchanging plan. Now, here's the thing about the plan of God. You can leave the plan of God and go over on a side journey, go over on a side tour over here and just you know, go your own way for a while. But the good news is the plan of God remains. And when you want, and I recommend that you do it right away, but when you want, you can just come back and hook up in that plan. God is gracious. He is merciful. Amen. I don't recommend that you waste a lot of time. You know something the Lord spoke to me? I want to read it to you. I got a revelation this weekend. Outstanding. I really like it. I want to share it with you. I wrote this: the Lord has brought me out of debt, and He has brought me into reward. He has brought me out of debt, and He has brought me into reward. What do I mean by that? See, when you don't have any revelation of the plan of God or any redemptive reality that the blood of Jesus has redeemed us and made us clean and made us in right standing with God, if you don't have a revelation of that, you and I will still do things out of debt. Meaning people go to church, why? Out of debt. They still feel like they have a debt to pay. People tithe. Some people tithe. Why do they tithe? They tithe out of debt. They still feel like they have a debt to pay. And the Lord was saying, I brought you out of debt. Why? Jesus paid the debt. So we're not here to try to score points. We're not here to try to pay a debt. The debt has already been paid. Jesus has already shed His blood to put us in right standing with God. There's nothing more or less you and I could ever do to make us more accepted with the Father. Amen. We're accepted in the Beloved by the blood of Jesus. Amen. So He's brought us out of debt, and now He's brought us into a new realm called reward. Amen. So we're not doing things out of debt anymore. My whole realm, my whole life now is a life of reward. Amen. You see, I found out God has a plan for my life, and now I'm not doing it out of debt. Yeah. But as I seek the plan of God, and I do it all by the grace of God, and as I follow the plan of God and I do those good works which He's already prepared for me, I get rewarded for it. Woo! So that puts a whole new meaning then on why we come to church. We're not here out of debt. We're not here because it's our Sunday duty. You're still over in the debt side. No, your debt's been paid. You can stay home if you want to. But that'd be foolish. Why? Because there's this whole world of reward waiting for you. That as you discover and uncover and get a revelation of the plan of God and begin to walk in it, woo, you're moving in a realm of eternal rewards. Oh, I like that. Amen. Glory to God. So when I come here, when we're here on Sunday, well, I want to learn something. I want to see something. I want some revelation. I want to be instructed. If I need to be, I want to be corrected. Why? Rewards. I wrote this down. The Lord has brought me, I'll say it to you, the Lord has brought you out of debt, and He's brought you into reward. The Lord has brought us out of fear and religion, and He's brought us into love and relationship. The Lord has brought us out of have to, and He's brought us into want to and get to. How many of you know we don't have to anymore? Now He's at work in us both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Now He's moved us into a realm of want to. And even beyond want to, now we get to. I get to obey God. I get to walk in the paths that He's prepared for me. Paths that are dripping with abundance. Paths that He's marked out for me before the foundation of the world. Paths which I will be eternally rewarded for. It's no longer have to, it's get to. Amen. That's why I say, you can stay home if you want to. I don't want to. I don't want to. I want to follow God. I want to pursue the plan of God. Does that mean my body always feels like it? No, my body wants to sleep late just like yours does. Does that mean my flesh always feels like it? No, oftentimes my flesh doesn't want to pray. The Bible says the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. But how many of you know you're not just flesh? Your spirit. Amen. Your spirit. And as this word is being preached, life is going into your spirit.
Amen.
And it's causing the spirit man, the real you, to rise up.
Hallelujah.
And you begin to say, no, I don't think I'm going to sleep late tomorrow. I think I'm going to get up an hour early.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because I have to? Why? Because it's my devotional duty? No, 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 no. I'm pursuing the plan of God.
Amen.
I know when I pray, God's going to answer my prayer. I know if I'll sow to the Spirit and speak in tongues, I can speak mysteries to God. Hallelujah. Everybody say, God has a plan.
God has a
plan. It's a good plan.
It's a good plan.
So Proverbs again, he says, where there's no revelation or where there's no vision, the people cast off restraint. So for me, everything changed when I found out I had been apprehended. Go over to Philippians chapter 3. Did you know you've been apprehended?
Yes.
Woo-hoo! Glory to God. I feel a running anointing. Time to get up and run with the plan of God.
Yes.
Time to cast off your past.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, just confess it to the Lord. The Lord will forgive you. Get up, go on with the plan of God. It's not too late. Philippians chapter 3. Did you find Philippians 3? Good. Hold your place there. Let's go to Romans 11. Romans chapter 11. The plan of God is real. It's real. It's real. It's real. Jesus died to give us the plan. Jesus shed his blood to give us the plan. Romans 11, verse 29. It says, for the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Or one translation says, the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. What does that mean? It means simply this: God doesn't change his mind. His plan for you hasn't changed. His calling on your life hasn't changed. You know, you might say, well, Brother Joe, I'm 40 years old already. You know, I'm already doing this thing. I'm already pursuing this path. Well, I'm here to tell you, he has a plan for your life. And if you'll come back to him humbly and just say, Lord, hey, I want to know your plan. God, by his grace and by his mercy, will help you get on track and get moving in his plan.
Hallelujah.
It's never too late.
Amen.
To get on with the plan of God. I tell you what, I don't believe this. I don't believe the Lord turns his back on anybody. I believe people turn their back on the Lord. But I believe the Lord's position never changes.
Amen.
Amen. How many of you know he's super merciful?
Amen.
I mean, as far as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his mercy towards us. How many of you have used some of that mercy? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Two hands and a foot.